Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. Staying with me, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Bob Prosen. Bob is President and CEO of the Prosen Center for Business Advancement. He's the author of Kiss Theory Goodbye. As you can tell, when Bob talks to us, none of this mushy, you know, incoherent philosophy. He's got the goods. He's got the real stuff. And we're talking about creating a profit-producing culture. Bob, you want to spend some time on these five topics you gave us?
Yeah, let's pull them apart.
Let's do that. Accountability is number one. We're talking about getting the right people, the brilliant people, and precision processes. Put those together, and you'll get unparalleled profits. And he's got five things here to help you make that happen. Accountability is first. What does that look like?
Oh, this is probably the key. You know, you talk about people and people issues, and how many business leaders are frustrated and they can't seem to get everybody lined up and focused and not complaining. And sometimes you just got to kind of step back a little bit and say, well, what am I trying to do as a leader? Mm-hmm. Well, here are the components. If you want infectious, sustained profitability and accountability in your organization, here are the keys to accountability. One, make sure, particularly as you move into next year, you have your company's five most critical objectives written down. Most critical. If those don't go right, your company will not survive.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, assign those objectives to your leaders because you don't own everything. Even if you're a small business, you don't own everything. If you do, you're going to be working too hard.
One of the keys to being a professional, sophisticated CEO, folks, is the ability to delegate. And that is not easy for small business, and I say that from extreme experience.
It is a challenge, but once you conquer it, your life gets a lot easier.
Once you get to the point where you can delegate, your world will change. Go ahead.
Number three, after you've assigned those objectives, sit down with your people and ask them to give you a list of what they need in order to win.
Mm-hmm. Is this where you say, okay, folks, now, with regard to this topic, what do you need? What do you have to be successful in your job? Is this where you say, okay, guys, in this part, I work for you?
It's exactly what you're doing. Remember, the job of the leader. Everybody who's listening, don't forget this. Probably the most important thing you can ever know. The important job of a leader is to ensure that everybody on your team wins.
Right. And see, that's the thing. That's what I call Blasingame's Law of Aggregation. If you do that, if you become a servant leader and you do what you just said, you aggregate their success. That's how you get your successes, by aggregating the success of your employees.
Yeah, who doesn't want to work for somebody that says, my job's to help you win?
That's right. And in that regard, I work for you. When I started telling my employees in specific areas that I held them, I told them I wanted them to own. I said, you own this, and with regard to this, I work for you.
Yeah, it's so important. I mean, a friend of mine called me yesterday, and he just hired 22 people. He's, you know, growing his company like crazy.
Good.
He says, Bob, I got all these people issues. So I rolled out this whole program to him. He loves this.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's next?
Next. Agree, you as the leader, agree on what you'll do now in order to help the person win. They're going to give you a list of what they need. You've got to agree on if you're going to do it or not. Next one, schedule a monthly review. You've got to make sure you stay on track. I'm working with a small business owner right now. I'm doing a lot of coaching with that person, and his biggest challenge is staying on track, Jim, not giving up.
Well, and in a small business, where this is a problem is you got all kinds of alligators, and what you have to learn how to do, Bob, I think you have to learn how to operate your business. And if you want to get better, you've got to actually live in parallel universes. You've got to fight the fires that are in your old crisis management style. Until you get rid of those, you got to live in that universe part of the day. But then over here, you can't let the new program, like you're talking about, you can't let it get corrupted. You can't let it get injured by the old stuff. And so you almost have to have parallel universes until the new plan that you're describing right now cleans up the old stuff, and you don't have any old stuff anymore. You're not managing by crisis management anymore. What do you think about that?
I think that's very important, which ties to the last point, which is to hire accountable people. Always hire accountable people, because your life gets so much easier.
You can't have brilliant people if you don't hire brilliant people, can you?
You really can't. And here's the choice for everybody. You're either going to hire smart or you're going to work hard. It's that straightforward. And I don't know about you, Jim, but I don't like working hard. I like working smart.
I like working hard on things that make sense, but I don't like working hard on crisis management and putting out fires and cleaning up messes that the wrong people will create for you.
That's exactly right. So make sure you hire accountable people. And one of the keys to doing
that takes discipline and patience, doesn't it?
You know, it really does. So do this. Before you hire anybody, if you get it down to the one or two people you really think you like, let's face it, in a small business, one person can change the whole complexion of your company.
Yep.
So make sure you ask the person to give you what they're going to get done on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to get done the first 60 days they're part of your team? Have them write it down. And as your last interview step, Jim, sit down with them and go through that. If that doesn't line up exactly with what you want, don't hire them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm serious about
this.
Very
interesting.
Think about it. Have you ever made a hiring mistake, Jim?
Of course.
It's painful, isn't it?
Who hasn't?
Yeah, I think everybody's listening to
the
us.
The only people who
right
haven't
made
hiring mistakes are the people who've never hired anybody.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Well,
so
said.
Let's improve the odds.
I like it. We're going to come back and talk some more about this profit-producing culture. I think Bob's onto something, folks. Bob, give us your website, please.
BobProsen.com.
P-R-O-S-E-N. We'll be right back. Tintail, stay with us.
Too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.